The National Cancer Institute alone will spend nearly $5 billion this year exploring treatments for cancer. Pharmaceutical companies are heavily invested, philanthropies too. So what are we getting for all that effort? I put that question to Dr. Alan Lichter. He's Executive Vice President of the American Society of Clinical Oncology.
Well, over the last 30 years, the number of new drugs that are effective against cancer has skyrocketed. Not only do we have new therapies, but we recognize that they should be applied much earlier in therapy. So in the past, cancer chemotherapy was given to advanced disease patients, but now we realize as part of the initial treatment, these drugs are even more effective. We also have better surgical techniques and better radiation techniques. All of these added together help produce these changes.
When you look at the big successes, the places where you're really seeing a significant drop, which cancers in particular seem to show the most progress?
Well, there has been slow and steady but critically important progress in breast cancer. We see improvements in prostate and colon cancer therapy. Lung cancer death rates are down. That, again, is not so much because we are better at treatment, although we are a little better, but from a decrease in smoking and a reduction in the incidence of cancers. But in most of the major cancers, as I said, colon and breast and prostate, we are seeing slow and steady improvement. These are not breakthroughs. These are just applying what we learn year after year to chip away at this. And again, that's producing these results.
And again, on the treatment end, you mentioned lung cancer. Has that been pretty much impervious to advances in treatment?
There are now several chemotherapy and biologic drugs that are effective in lung cancer. We have some of the first statistically meaningful changes in lung cancer outcomes from chemotherapy that we've ever had. And so we are beginning to see a little crack in this disease, but it is still, unfortunately, a very serious disease, one that we have a great deal of work to do on.
Hmm. Are there other forms of cancer that have been equally tough in terms of treatment, just where progress has not been made?
Yes. The other one that comes to mind is pancreas cancer, which is the fourth leading cause of cancer death in the country, and again, a disease that we have not succeeded in early detection. Most cases are discovered when they are far along, and we have not yet developed important breakthroughs. But just this week, there was a story reported in the Journal of the American Medical Association showing one of the first effective drugs that has come along in a while, and we'll build on that.
Some of the new cancer drugs cost thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars, and may, in some cases, only add a few weeks to life. Do you think these drugs are worth the cost?
Without question, these drugs will eventually be worth the cost. Yes, tens of thousands of dollars for a few weeks, one could argue about. But the trials that show the effectiveness of these drugs are in advanced cancer patients, where a few weeks is and sometimes quite a remarkable achievement. We take these drugs and then begin to advance them earlier in a patient's therapy. And I think eventually you will see that many of these drugs will be used early on with very life-prolonging events where the high cost of these therapies will be more than justified.
Taking something from, say, end-stage cancer, applying it early and giving much more life, in other words.
Absolutely, which is how we've made progress in many of the cancers, such as colon cancer and breast cancer.
Do you run across with these drugs, with these treatments, a trade-off between living longer and living better?
I think that that's an important question. And in the past, the side effects of therapies that were much more nonspecific, combined with the paucity of drugs that we had to manage side effects, made some of these therapies less than completely worthwhile. Today, we are much better with therapies that are more specific, and also with supportive care and pain management that makes a course of cancer therapy, although not easy, but much more tolerable than ever before.
What do you think about the role of cancer vaccines? We've been hearing a lot of talk lately about a vaccine for cervical cancer.
Well, the cervix cancer vaccine is a phenomenal breakthrough, one that has the potential of eliminating this disease almost completely. Not that many cancers are caused specifically by viruses, and so might be more difficult to approach in this way. But we think that eventually preventive strategies have got to be part of the of the total approach to cancer. The easiest to cure cancer is the cancer that we don't get because we prevented it.
Dr. Lichter, when you look forward, do you see hope for a treatment out there that seems to show great promise, something that's not being used now but you think really has potential?
I think one of the most tantalizing areas is the ability to detect cancer early with a blood test, a blood signature, if you will. There is tantalizing evidence that most cancers produce or are capable of producing that signal. The signal is very small and hard to detect, but very sophisticated protein detection techniques are making progress. And I think someday we will be able to detect cancers at their very earliest stage, which will make them enormously curable.
Dr. Lichter, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Dr. Alan Lichter is Executive Vice President of the American Society of Clinical Oncology in Alexandria, Virginia.